I've got 60 acres on the Hardee-Manatee County line, and I've got 12 acres in Wauchula, mostly pomelos.
How about taking a stab at the orange crop forecast? What do you think the orange crop will be?
Well, what's here now, I think I'd say probably 92 million. The question is, if there's 92 million there when the figures come in, what are we going to end up picking, looking at the drop problem we had last year with 30 to 50% loss? I think the estimate's going to come out, but what we're going to pick is going to be the real question.
You were at the grower meeting here in Wauchula. You talked a little bit about the tree assistance program. There seems to be some interest. Are you going to sign up for that?
Yes, I've already signed up for it. It seems like it's a good program we need to try to keep us viable in the business, but it seems like that it's rushed up on us. There's a lot more unknown about it from the government down than there is known about it, and we got to shuffle through all this and find out what do we do, how do we go about signing up and get trees back in the ground and keep orange juice on the scene. Really,
are you going to be able to get young trees into production in the face of HLB?
I've never been an advocate that you couldn't afford not to replant. I think you've got to replant, and I do think that I can grow a young tree. I think imidacloprid is going to be the answer to that, which we can afford to do on the young trees. But no, I think that I think we can turn this thing around, and this assistance program will help.
You were among several who expressed some frustration with your fellow growers, neighbor growers, not spraying for psyllids, which of course spread HLB. That is frustrating, right?
Yes, it's frustrating, and the discussion about the wasp. I don't know how many wasps they can turn out, but I certainly think that there ought to be an effort to get the wasp into these groves that are abandoned and they're not spraying and killing them so they can work there, because these summer rains has taken some of these abandoned groves, really, and trees in there look fabulous right now with the rain. So, you know, we need to figure out what's in the rainwater. But, I think we need to, it's going to be a concerted effort. And the coordination is a massive problem, getting it all coordinated, but we're going to have to coordinate and keep these bugs knocked down. We're not going to eliminate them, but keep them knocked down.
Any other thoughts on your mind about the citrus industry, its future, any of those things?
Well, I think that we've gone through for generations now something always going to take us out. I don't think this will take us out, but I think it's going to cripple us more than we've ever been crippled. But we've got more expertise available now to combat it and fight it and keep us in the grove business.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.